Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and our usual correspondent, Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, is away. We've brought in Ken Lovett, of course, the Albany bureau chief for the New York Daily News, who usually joins us on Mondays, but breaking news warrants. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
What an announcement about the attorney general of the state of New York, accused by four women of physical abuse. The New Yorker article, within a few hours, had the attorney general announcing his resignation from the office. What comes next?
This was probably the biggest political bombshell in a decade. Derek Schneiderman has been a liberal Democrat who really went for women's causes, Planned Parenthood. He was vocal about the Me Too movement, his support of it. He went after Harvey Weinstein. So to see him fall like this and the rapid pace of how the events unfurled yesterday, from the publishing online of the New Yorker story to his resignation a couple of hours later, it was really stunning.
And then comes the aftermath. We're going to have a joint session, right, to pick a potential candidate for the spot.
You have to fill the spot, which is open until January. And so the legislature does that, and really the assembly. It's going to come down to Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie in a lot of ways, because the Assembly Democrats have the most members, so they'll get to choose whether they pick someone inside or outside remains to be seen. At the same time, on a parallel track, the state Democrats are set to meet in their convention May 23rd and 24th, where they were expected to nominate Eric Schneiderman for re-election. So now there's likely going to be a primary in September. And even on the Republican side, where Manny Alcantara yesterday announced his run against Schneiderman. He's a little-known attorney, but now maybe some better-known names will come forward, and you may have a Republican primary as well.
You speculated on some of those potential names in your column. Give us a heads up.
Democratic side, obviously, city public advocate Letitia James, Congresswoman Kathleen Rice out of Nassau County, who ran for it in 2010 and lost in the primary. Zephyr Teachout, the Fordham Law School professor who's run for governor 4 years ago against Cuomo in the primary and also for Congress. You've got State Senator Todd Kominsky, who's a Nassau County Democrat, who's a former federal prosecutor. State Senator Michael Gianaris, who has a lot of money in a campaign account because he's been thinking about a run for attorney general for a while. And former chief of staff for Cuomo, Ben Roski, who also worked in the attorney general's office.
Ken Lovett, Albany bureau chief for the New York Daily News, always on the story and always willing to come on with us, NY Daily News, for more on what is an amazing bombshell of a story. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.